From NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, coping with gas shortages in Houston after Hurricane Rita. But first, more than 1.3 million customers were without power in Texas and Louisiana after Hurricanes Rita and Katrina. The eye of Rita ravaged the southeast Texas towns of Beaumont, Orange, and Port Arthur, Texas, an area known as the Golden Triangle. Golden because a 1901 oil strike flooded the area with wealth. NPR's Mike Pesco reports that some of the region's poorest residents are now struggling to get by.
Standing on a narrow Port Arthur side street in a voice that's quivering with what seems to be sobs, but turns out to be laughter, Linda Sawyer surveys her shotgun house, which was forced to withstand a few blasts of its own from Hurricane Rita.
Look at that house. Look what it done to that house, I'm telling you. Look at that. I guarantee you, it just didn't look like that before. It's terrible.
Sawyer is a white woman in a city that's almost equally divided between black and white at 40% each, with Latinos and some Asians making up the rest of the population. All groups have incomes that fall below the national average. There are some very nice areas, planned communities, and a few mini mansions right on the waterfront. There were no people to be found in those places yesterday. But at an auto body shop on the east side, a group of six black men grilled chicken and ribs. Melvin Montgomery talked about riding out Rita.
It was terrible. It looked like a disaster. We were scared. We got in the closet, me and my brother. We was really scared. But God spared our life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Montgomery says next time he'll leave, but this time...
I stayed in. I waited on my brother. I couldn't leave him here by himself. You know, to die by himself. If you're going to die, we're going to die together.
Here's why Melvin's brother Alfred didn't leave town in advance of the storm.
Well, I didn't know exactly where the buses were. I went to one schoolhouse, didn't have any, and I just kept prolonging. The next thing I knew, time had been passed by.
Port Arthur's town fathers did all they could to evacuate everyone they could, loading up the last crowd of 1,000 or so onto a military transport plane. And town leaders suffered too, sometimes disproportionately. The mayor lost his home in a fire. But many of the people who remain aren't there by choice. Beaumont, Texas, Port Arthur's larger neighbor, also claims a 95% evacuation rate. In the parking lot of an apartment complex there, Michael Broussard has a damp cloth on his head to combat the 90-degree heat. He says he wanted to go, but traffic, lack of gas, and a sick grandmother conspired against him.
Well, if you had the gassed-up car and the roads were open, would you have gone? Do you wish you'd have gone?
Definitely, man. If I would have known that I can pull off on the road and just get some gas, definitely.
This was a common story in Port Arthur. A late start, no money for several refuelings, and roads that weren't moving kept some people in place. But Port Arthur City Manager Steve Fitzgibbons said the city had combated these problems.
We're not aware of people not having gas here. I don't think that was an issue. I think that if people wanted to get out, we were going door and door to take them out. We were trying to convince them to come out, and we took a lot out.
Okay.
So that, I don't think, was the situation.
I can tell you people who told that to me that you might disagree with their assessment of if they could have gotten out, but there are people down there who said, we had gas, we turned around after 12 hours, and we're here, and we wish we could leave.
That might be their
interpretation.
Some people may have turned around because of the heavy traffic if they waited to leave late.
Juanita and Mike White had no choice but to leave late Thursday, less than 24 hours before the wind started whipping. With more than a day's worth of traffic keeping them from the safe cities of Dallas or Austin, they were forced to turn back.
Do you think you could have left earlier, like on Wednesday?
We left on Thursday when we had money to leave.
Yeah.
Money to put gas in the car.
Right.
We couldn't afford to leave Wednesday. We didn't get no money till Thursday.
Wait, what do you mean? How'd you get the money on Thursday?
Payday. They managed to pay him. Okay. You see what I'm saying? Same thing with him. They paid him on that day, so we left that day.
Disaster planners say during an emergency, there is no such thing as a perfect evacuation. Maybe no city illustrates this point better than Port Arthur, a government that very well may have done everything it could have, and still some people slip through the cracks. Those people tend to be poor and either make poor decisions or have very few good choices. But either way, they find themselves left behind, dependent on already strained officials for food and water and even the most basic means of survival. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Houston.